times tonight.
Is that right? Okay. Don't know what that's about. But I guess you had probably had about six or seven echoing people. And you had those other two from All Star, so. Okay. Very good. Have a great week. Catch you again. AC2GS and Y2H Mobile.
Thank you, you too, Lou. And I many years ago, I took the red eye from Los Angeles, and I remember when we got off the plane, I noticed that Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think, was in first class that night.
Yeah, from California. Yeah, sure. The governor. Was he a governor? Yeah, he was the governor, right?
Yeah, he was the governor, but this was long before he was a governor. It had to be late 80s or early 90s. He didn't seem as tall as I thought he was.
The governator.
You didn't say Arnold.
No, I didn't talk to the poor guy. I just kind of, he's very recognizable. Anyway, this is AC2GS. Everyone, have a great week, and I am clear.
Picking up one baggage and then I'll be on my way.
Alright, I'm going to Mayport, Long Island MacArthur, waiting for the light to turn here and picking my daughter up. Just landing.
That's funny. If you're picking up your daughter, my mom is picking me up. So I guess we're both getting picked up in some way. That's kind of fun. Unfortunately, the Wi-Fi wouldn't behave the entire flight, so I did nothing other than record and play on my 3DO. And I'm on my cell phone because I cannot hit the Empire State Building repeater with my radio. So I'm on my cell phone, on Echolink, again.
Alright. Yeah, just meandering through the roadway here, and I'll be at the terminal shortly. So, guess you enjoyed your trip.
Yep, I got plenty of stories in the morning. That is, if I might go out to do something, since I'm technically still on vacation until Wednesday, because crew office made a mistake and didn't add my birthday holiday on, which is just one more day before my vacation or after it, plus my additional day from my Columbus holiday, which then my vacation starts after that. So I'm basically off until Wednesday, which is nice. So I can do whatever I'd like for the next 2 days.
Beautiful thing.
Yep, pretty much. Anyway, hopefully the bags will come down soon. So I'm going to hop off for a little bit, actually for the night, because I am tired and hungry, and I want to pick something up to eat somewhere. Maybe a fast food place is still open. 73 Blue, NY2H, 82OGB at Kennedy Airport. And I hear the bags now.
All right, very good. 82OGB at Kennedy Airport. NY2H at Long Island MacArthur Airport. Airport's on the air. Take care. Maybe I'll talk to you tomorrow. NY2H, mobile.
Thank you. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
FlyMark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. FlyMark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. FlyMark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. FlyMark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
FlyMark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2HL
mobile.
FlyMark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
FlyMark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
This is NY2H Mobile. Listening. 375. This is NY2H Mobile. Listening. WB2ZSC, this is NY2H Mobile.
Y2H WB2CMS.
Good morning, Pat. WB2CMF, NY2H.
Well, good morning to you. Just finishing my breakfast. I heard you call. What's going on?
Okay, well, I'm doing some errands here. I have to take my daughter to a doctor's appointment. Just so you know, and you can tell Steve, I disconnected the link, Middle Island of Glen Oaks, so he can be free to do what he has to do and abandon without having to key up Glen Oaks. From time to time, though, I'll have it connected to my own personal private node or the phone. But that's okay. It's not going to bother anybody. So that's the story. I'll be in touch. I'll be in the car. And if I get done with her and you guys are still there, I'll take a ride out.
Okay, very good. We touched base yesterday. He said I'll meet me between 8:30 and 9. So I'll be leaving here about, I don't know, 20 minutes or so. When you go into the room, which side is the light switch on, left or right? I don't remember.
The light switch is on your right. That's how I remember it, but, you know, I'm old. Yeah, no, I think it's on the right-hand side, I'm pretty sure, of the door as you're walking in. You're right as you're walking in. All right, you're squared away with all the codes and everything.
Right. Yes, I am. It's going to be a problem. Unless you run into turkeys on the way up.
Or deer. I got to see my grandkids. what was I going to say? I don't know what I was going to say. Oh, I did send you a snapshot of the sheet also with the codes. I guess you got that.
Yes, I do. It's on my phone. This way, I have it on the phone anyway. But I wrote it all down. I also got your email about the RCOM program. So you don't need me to make a backup of it.
Yeah, that's true, but, you know, I was going down the wrong rabbit hole. It had nothing to do with the RCOM software registration. It had to do with the ActiveX registration. These ActiveX controls that they used to use, and they didn't use in Windows 10 anymore, so you had to load them up into System 32 folder. Then you had to do reg server commands to, I guess, have the registry know about them. And then it worked without an issue. So when they say registration, it wasn't their registry. It was Microsoft saying that.
Oh, yeah. On the best with a laptop. Because it kept going there. They kept moving it. Never had that problem. But then again, my ActiveX controls are usually soft because of the software development going on. Okay, let me finish up. I'm going to get ready to leave, and hopefully I'll talk to you later then.
Hi, very good, Pat. Yes, I'm going to go inside now. Yeah, I think they used Visual Basic to make that program. Anyway, talk to you later. Thank you. WB2CMF NY2H QRT for a bit.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Charlie, how you doing? I went into the backyard and I figured out why my I might even put it back up. My random wire works fine. I might add more wire to it and, you know, just like twist it, you know, twist it together. I wonder if I could start or if I get a push, I get a pull. But anyway, we'll just get a longer rope and raise it up. But I think it works fine. But what happened was, I know why my dipole came down. I have an NFET antenna, MFJ, you know, it's a 9-to-1 balance, and it walks in the woods. And it was a big tree that broke, and the tree went on top of the wire, and I had to pull it out. And I must have hit the other antenna. Must have hit the rope and broke, and that's what happened.
Well, trees do fall in the woods, and that's going to happen with wires. So Nothing you can do. Unless you clear out your woods. But, yeah. Leaves will all fall off and you can play with it again.
So, what I'm using is working fine. I get good reports on the random wire, so I'm fine.
Pretty good. Yeah, I got my radio back so I can play again. Didn't take too long for me to do, but, working fine.
Customer service in terms of repair. I've dealt with ICOM. I only had one radio repaired like years ago, like 20 years ago. I blew the finals on my mobile and I sent it back to one. Well, ICOM, I think Yaesu, U.S. headquarters in California. Well, ICOM is in Bellevue, Washington.
Well, no problem. I shipped it off to them and took them 2 weeks before somebody could look at it and get back to me. And had it repaired and they shipped it right back. So, good communication and took about a month, I guess, total time.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I mean, the antenna's not that high. It works fine. My 20-meter dipole, I thought it wasn't working. I mean, I might get a point, maybe because it's a collapsible, but I tune it. And I think a few weeks ago, I got on 20 meters in the afternoon, one of the days I was off from work, and I made some good contact. That works good.
All right, well, what works one day sometimes doesn't work the next, so you know how it goes. All part of the fun.
I'm questioning with like a black thing. It might be a reflection of something on my windshield. It's driving me crazy. I'm looking at this on dry. I'm trying to figure what I see here on the right piece of rubber on the roof. I have to look at it. I might have to pull over something and take a look.
Well, it is nice to be able to see a new windshield. I got a new one and immediately got like three trucks threw up three rocks into it past winter. But again, all part of the fun, you know. All these construction vehicles on the road, that's what happens. Matt, I gotta run, but you have a good day. I'll catch you later. 82 Kennedy.
Talk to you later. I want to call my mom on the line. 73 Charlie, KDQ Kennedy, or I'll be clear with you.
NY2H Mobile listening.
All right, I have another minute. KDQ Kennedy. Good morning, Lou.
KDQ-KNH, NY2H, good morning, Charlie. So this is the start of another week. How you doing?
Well, it's Monday. The darker it gets, the harder it is to get up and get motivated to get to work. But once I get the gears moving and lubricated with some coffee, I'm usually okay.
Coffee is magic, isn't it? Yeah, I'm working on mine here. Be drinking it black. No fooling around.
Well, I've never been a purist. But whatever way you like it, it's good stuff.
Yeah, it kind of clears the cobwebs a little bit. Anyway, I am on an errand here. I'm going to take my daughter to a doctor's appointment from the parking lot. And I'm looking at this tree, which, a couple of trees, definitely know it's fall because they're red as can be.
Yeah, I hope we get one of those walls where leaves hang out for a while and you get some good color. I have a big oak tree in my front yard. It dumped a ton of leaves. I mean, we were watching them come down in bunches. I mean, it wasn't just like an occasional leaf here or there. I mean, it was windy one day and the whole yard is covered. I just bagged up a few bags last night. Yeah, it's definitely fall. And I'm seeing a little color.
So, my girlfriend and I visited a winery yesterday and saw their tree, and every so often we'd be bombarded by an acorn falling.
Last year was my year for acorns. The tree was full of them, and the tree is over the house. So, you know, you can imagine the kind of noise I had to put up with, but this year it's been very marginal, very limited. Well, I guess it's every other year for oak trees.
Yeah, I mean, where are the squirrels when you need them, you know? Speaking of which, the squirrels pulled a fast one on me. I had a lawnmower out in the yard, and I go to use it, and I notice that the gas cap is chewed away. It took me a long time to figure out what happened. I thought maybe it was lightning hit or something. I didn't know. But I looked it up, and sure enough, they do those things. He gnawed away at it. Unfortunately, the rain fouled the gas. I got to, you know, take it apart, clean it out, get it working again. But a little furry creature. Some people refer to it as tree rats, I think. I don't know. So, mixed feelings about squirrels. Plus and minus.
You know, I got a nest in that tree as well, and they're all over the yard. And so far, no damage. But start damaging things, the squirrels will be taking a trip. Because they will get under your car, and they'll damage, wires and hoses. So, haven't had that happen yet, but I've heard of it. And that'll teach you to leave your lawnmower out. They were just trying to tell you to put it away.
Yes, absolutely. It was a squirrel lesson. So that's the story there. Alrighty, I think I used up your minute and even more, so I don't know how close you are to destination. Got the guys doing some work at Middle Island today. I'd like to stop in there if I can, depending on in between appointments. See, my daughter's up in Florida and she's taking care of a couple of medical appointments, so I'll miss the Uber today. Or Lyft, I don't know. I guess an Uber.
Well, you can't even claim that because you're not getting paid. You're just doing what you're supposed to. Good luck with the appointments. I gotta run. And be careful driving. 82 KNH clear, 73.
All right, Charlie, have a great day. 73. NY2H, clear and listening.
Zulu, KC-1SA.
I don't know what magic you possess where you can come on the air, drop it, and there's no courtesy tone. You know, I get sucked up in the ether. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Well, maybe I'm just not courteous. I don't know. I was in making my coffee as you guys were talking. So I didn't jump in. Yeah, I heard you talking in the Middle Island. I don't think it's working right now, is it?
Maybe it's got a 3% duty cycle, maybe if you're lucky. Yeah, no, the amp is flaky. Steve's going to go over there today with Pat. Steve thinks it's really the DC power connection. But he'll find out. So I dropped the link to Glenn Oak so he can work on it without disturbing the other repeater. And he's also going to do the frequency change today. I don't know if you're aware, but we're changing frequencies. I'll give you the pair if you don't have it.
KC-1SM, you mentioned it to me yesterday, actually. I went over and checked it. I saw maybe it changed, but no, I didn't get anything there either. That's just good. But no, I tried a couple of times, not working. So, all right, so they're heading over. I don't know. Well, I had the squirrels here. We got a zig of them here. But they're funny. They're funny. They come right up, they look in the kitchen window at you, come to the back door, open the door, they come in, give them peanuts. They'll take them right from you. They're funny. Acrobats, you know, who put stuff out. I figure the birds will get plenty. But the squirrels here have personality. They don't do any damage, nothing to damage here. So, if they do damage, it's a different story.
Yeah, Charlie is right. I read that they go into your car and store at your fuel line and whatever. So they are acrobats, that's for sure. They're amazing. They're fun to watch. And most of my life I've seen and dealt with gray squirrels, but I think the first time I saw a black squirrel was in Manhattan. And I don't know what kind you have up there.
Oh, they're gray. I haven't seen any black ones here. The only place I've seen a black one, believe it or not, was in Toronto years ago. And I didn't know they came in black, you know. I've heard about them down, you know, in the U.S. someplace, but I haven't seen any. And I had mice go in my vehicle, not squirrels. I don't know if it's really squirrels. They like to stay. They like to be in areas where they get trapped, like under a hood, you know. I've never seen them even come close to that. But mice go in suburban in the fuse panel under there. And they actually ate the fuses. You can imagine that. They ate, chewed up a lot of the fuses. No wires, thank God. But so mothballs work wonders, and those little, pieces of cloth you put in the fabric softener in the dryer, or washer, I guess the dryer. That deters them too, so it seemed to work. That was a few years ago. But anyway, they got black ones down there. That's interesting. So in Manhattan, you said. That's interesting.
KC1SAM and Y2H Mobile. Yeah, I mean, you know, it could have been the soot. No, I see him. Yeah, the first time you see him, you go, well, you know, different. Anyway, so you have the frequency, I guess. Well, it's the output's going to be high on the high side this time. So the output's 449.075. It'll be coming in on 444.075. The yellow will be 136.5. So that should be done by today. The amp should be squared away or replaced by today. And I don't know if I told you this too, because my memory is not helping me here. That we I think I did. The antenna installation's delayed till the spring.
Yeah, that's too bad. That's too bad. You did mention a little bit of it. Can you mention why or not really?
Well, it has to do with purchase orders. Has to do with the bean counters getting the purchase orders out quickly enough. It has to do with the vendor scheduling his work. They come up from Maryland. And all sorts of issues like that. So, I mean, so the whole job, their job, also is being delayed. So nothing's going up. And they're concerned because they want to replace the tower lighting, which is working, but for some reason they feel that it's time to replace it. Maybe its service life has ended or something, I don't know. So they're quite concerned too, but be what it may. And you know, I don't know how much weather would be a factor. I don't think these guys really want to climb in the dead of winter, but I don't know. That job has its ups and downs. Oh, what a bad pun.
Oh, wait a minute, it hurts so much. Hold on.
Well, don't fall over.
I'm going to be dizzy. No, that one even woke Steve up. Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's a nice day, but man, it's got to be awful cold and windy up there. But whatever. Oh, well, too bad. I imagine the light, yeah, well, like you said, has a life expectancy, and that's probably a little more important than getting the antenna up, to be honest with you. You got to be able to see that thing flying around, especially if you're flying. They must have two bulbs up there, right? Instead of one? I don't know. Just, I was thinking about it, I have two bulbs. So, yeah, anyway, well, okay. It sounds like politics and City Hall in a way. You can't win with that. So. Good morning, Steve. Did you get your coffee?
It's a tea kind of day.
It's a what? Say it again.
They said it is a tea kind of day. So I got my tea.
Oh, tea, okay. Okay. I haven't had tea in a long time. I've got nothing against it. Just lean towards coffee. Interesting. respect you and give a salute.
Okay. So he's sort of heading in an eastwardly direction. And I got a patch to see around, I hope. He's on the road or he's there.
All right, the proverbial, let me see if I have it. And I do, indeed I do. Good morning, Steve. WB2ZSC and the group, NY2H Mobile. Okay. So I spoke to Pat this morning. I disconnected the Glenos machine from Middle Island so that you could key up and play and everything. You're not going to bother anybody. I may connect with my phone or my own private node. That's not an issue. That's not going to bother anything. So, feel free. My daughter's at her first appointment here. I'm in the parking lot. If she gets out of here in due time, I have to take her, I don't know, around 11:30 or so, to another appointment. So my plan is to come out and meet you guys if I can. Get a break here. But meanwhile, Pat's all ready to the access and everything else. Sam, I'll turn it back to you.
KC1FAM. All right. While I think of it, I'm going to change topics on you, but maybe you guys know. My son, who goes down to the city a lot, he goes to probably every other week at least, he goes down, takes a train down the subway up to Michigan. But he asked me the other day, or yesterday actually, do I know anybody in the Hempstead area? Because he wants to go to Nassau Coliseum. They're asking about the Long Island Railroad. So I thought, well, Andy, you know. But I haven't heard him in all day yesterday. Do you guys know anything about how far, if it's wise, if it's unwise, if it's a long distance? He sees he can take the train to the Hempstead station and then walk to the Coliseum. That makes sense. Anybody got a comment on that? Good, bad, or ugly?
Yeah, it's going to be one long walk. Let me tell you. The closest station to the Coliseum. Let's see, wait a second. Is that, you're talking about, now I'm confused. I know they opened up a venue over in Elmont. Didn't they close the Coliseum?
You got me. I have no idea. He says the Nassau Coliseum. I know there's a Marriott right there. That's where I stayed when I came down a couple of years ago. But I don't know. I don't know. Oh, he walks all the time. He's a walker, let me tell you. So, walking, you know, for 2-3 hours is nothing, but I don't think it's that long. I think it's, I'm going to guess 2-3 miles. That's a piece of cake, man. So, no, I don't know. You're telling me something. Maybe we have to look into that. He's thinking of doing this tomorrow. Back to you, Steve.
Yeah, there's that. You know, I'm trying to think of what, there's no real rail line anywhere, probably within 5 miles of that place. Let's see. And I'm trying to think of where the nearest station is. It's no easy way. There's a rail line, sort of an unused one, on the north side of the property. But, you know, I'm not sure. Hempstead's probably about a 10-minute drive, easily. Mineola's nearby, Call Places. There's a Call Place at Westbury. Call Place, I think. You know, what he could do is he could probably take the train, and then there's probably a that goes over there.
So, when I see any stations. But he's pretty savvy with public transportation and trains and all. So he thought Hempstead, and I looked, and I said, well, Hempstead looks a little distance away. To me, it looked like it was a couple of miles. And a couple of miles, an hour walk. He would love it. But it's at night, too, and you got to leave and get back to the train station before you stop running. There's nothing I would want to do, put it that way. So, I just thought, yeah, I figured if he lives in the area, he'd be able to give me a But you know it pretty well, too, so I guess that works just as well. So, all right, well, see him a little later. Tell him, no, it's not such a good idea, which means you'll do it anyway. Any final comments? Give it to Lou.
Yeah, by the way, I'm sure that if he goes to the right train station, there's a bus that will go there, probably Mineola. There's probably an available bus that goes over there.
Can you guys copy me on low power?
Yeah, a little tiny bit of hiss, but we hear you.
All right, because I want to shut the door right here. Hold on a second. Okay, and I have two other power levels I can go to be full high. So if you can hear me with a tiny little bit of hiss, that's okay. You guys doubled at some point there, so I think Steve might have been saying something about train station or something. So you missed something or other, so I'm not sure. Work that out or not. So, anyway. So, Steve, yeah, this thing is... Excuse me. All of a sudden, hold on a second.
Okay, while I'm holding, Sam, tell him to check going to the Mineola Railroad Station and getting a bus to the Coliseum. The company is known as Knight Nassau Intercounty Express. You can probably look up their schedules online.
Will do. Just wrote it down.
Okay. Let's see.
But if they're closed, that's a whole different ballgame. But okay. Over to you, Lou.
Yeah, I would establish where the venue is first. I mean, you don't want to show up in the wrong place. I mean, what kind of fan would you be doing that? That's unacceptable. All right. Hello, radio. I don't know what I want to say. Probably have nothing to say of worth. But I'm excited about today. Yeah. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. So, Steve, perhaps maybe I dislodged it, if you think it's the DC line into the amp, when I put in the other thing and disable the ARCOM. That's a possibility. I'm not sure where the wiring goes to plug into Master 3 or directly into the power strip or power supply. But, that'd be good if it's just that. That would be fine. By the way, the connection to your cable coming out of the Master 3 and going into the All-Star node is not secured by any screws or anything. Both ends had screws on them, so I took the screws out of one end. I was going to do a tie wrap. I mean, it's fine. It seats well and it'll stay as long as nobody pulls on it.
I don't have a connector going into the All-Star node. I have it going into the controller.
We're not on the same page here. You know we bypassed the ARCOM, right?
No, you originally told me you went back to the ARCOM and then you were going to try to put the tie into the other port. You went back to the other way?
Alright, my bad. Let me give you an update. I reworked the cable. Remember I swapped the push to talk and the COS. Now I have the All-Star node going directly into the Master 3. I pulled the power on the ARCOM. The ARCOM is not connected to anything.
Okay. So you went back to your original plan.
Yes. And by the way, the software issue, and Pat can tell you because I brought him up to speed on it, the software issue for the ARCOM RCP software, when they said I need registration, it had nothing to do with the ARCOM's registration, you know, with Andy and everything. So it had to do with registering what they call ActiveX controls in the Microsoft world. So that this program was written in Visual Basic way back. back in the day, and the Windows 10 operating systems don't have some of these controls anymore. So what I had to do is I had to download them, put them into the System 32 folder, and then on the command line run a couple of regsvr commands to let the registry know about them. And now the program works. We don't need it anymore, right out there, but anyway, that was the issue. So the term registration didn't mean Ofcom, it meant Microsoft.
WB2CMS.
Wait, I thought I came to tell you. Hi, Pat. No, I thought you had a license for their software. Is that correct?
Yeah, you do, but we were fine with the license. I was going down the wrong rabbit hole. Go ahead.
Good morning, Steve. I'm up at the site. How far away are you?
Well, I'm probably 15 minutes longer than I want to be. Half an hour, according to the lady in the dashboard.
It's not a problem. Lou, I made past the first two gates, so that's a start. I'm up on the diffusion machine talking with Joe, so I'm going to go back up there. I just want to see how much time I can relax.
Okay, I'm going to try to make it there for an hour or two between appointments here, between my Uber tasks. So maybe I'll see you in a bit, too.
Okay, no problem. Watch out for the people walking their dogs. I'm going to QSY back and finish up with Joe. WB2CMF.
Okay, thank you, Pat. Sam, why don't you take it, KC1SAM and the group, NY2H Mobile.
Just for that, I'll pick it up, KC1SAM. Yeah, see, we're just looking at the bus routes here, and I don't see anything going to the Coliseum. Every place else, but not the Coliseum, but that's not my headache, so I'll pass the information along. I'm just always curious, you know, because, yeah, Mineola's not too bad. If it went there. Anyway, we had a strong signal pack, huh? Wow. Really was bombing in. So, yeah, have fun. Have fun up there. And they'll be anxious. But I'm bummed about the height. Well, at least you got up 70-somewhat feet. That's not bad, or 80 feet. Now it works. Just something to look forward to. And from what you're describing about a delay, that can always change, too. You know? That's not cast in stone. That's something like a paperwork thing or whatever, so who knows? Anyway, yeah, I appreciate the info, Steve. I'll pass it along. And my gut feeling is, probably not going to do it, but you never know. Not for me to say, but he takes it. He's very comfortable walking. He walks for hours. And go down the city. He likes the city. And he'll go down there. He'll be down there all day. Walk for hours. Go over to Staten Island sometimes and walk around in the old neighborhood in Astoria. Take some pictures. But I don't think he'd ever move there. Well, I'm from there originally, obviously, but whatever. Anyway, back over to you, Steve. You're driving. You pick it up.
By the way, I know you mentioned why he was coming down. Could you tell me what he expected to see at the Coliseum?
Some band. I think their name is Dead Loud and Awful or something like that. Well, maybe that's not it. It might be like very bad, very loud, normal. So nothing I would be interested in.
Yeah, I'm just surprised there's no bus. Well, actually, the bus might not list the Coliseum as a stop. It may be listed as Hempstead Turnpike, because I'm sure that they go down Hempstead Turnpike and the Coliseum fronts on Hempstead Turnpike. I mean, you got to walk a quarter of a mile from Hempstead Turnpike to the entrance, but...
Yeah, they do show a route that goes there. Let me zoom in and take a look, but I won't hold the button while I'm doing it. But that's not too far from the Hempstead train station, so, man, whatever. Yeah, it does show Hempstead Turnpike. right near Harbor Freight. Not too far from Home Depot. So, whatever. Well, back to you if any other comment. Give it to Luke.
Yeah, actually, that may work. Hempstead, the Hempstead train station, I just remembered, is north of Hempstead Turnpike, a couple of blocks. And there's probably a bus that goes down to Hempstead Turnpike and would take them there.
Yeah, you talked earlier conversation. He was looking at the Hempstead train station. And I tried to get Andy yesterday. He wasn't around. He didn't answer me yesterday. Because I figured he lives in that area. He would know it too, you know. So that was my first choice, Steve. Sorry. Only because I know he lives in the area. So, all right. Appreciate your input. Over to you, Lou.
Yeah, Dwight 2H. When I was a kid and lived in Elmont, there used to be bus service from the Jamaica station all the way down into Hempstead Turnpike and across. But I don't know what it is now. I imagine it's similar. You were talking about the tower lighting. They have strobe lights on that tower, Sam, at different levels. There's at least two levels, top and the middle, I think, or maybe even more, but I know they have at least that going. And yeah, that's, you were dead on that. That's the number one priority for them. Obviously, for aviation safety, and I think if you're remiss in that area, the fines are quite stiff. They really want to give you an incentive to not slip up on that.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? That's number one. Absolutely number one.
So,
yeah, I will. Let me see if I got it. I got it. Oh, well. Yeah. Which is a bit of an incentive to get them out there quicker, right? So let's hope the bulb burns out and the guys got to go out next week. Take it up, Steve.
Yeah, I'm going to keep quiet for a little while. I want to watch the traffic. It's wet out here, and the people are basically crazy.
So the only thing new is it's wet out there. Your turn, Lou.
No. Yeah. I saw a comedian on one of my YouTube channels the other day. She was a guest on somebody else's vlog. And she had rather cool comments to say about Long Islanders. Said we weren't the brightest in the world. She's all wrong. She's ethnic. She's Asian, and she tells jokes about Asian people. And I don't know why she thought that her audiences were not too smart. But she really had disparaging things to say about Long Island. So, there you go. But the drivers are crazy, that's for sure. That's for sure. Maybe she was talking politically, because she had contrasted Long Islanders with, you know, being close to Manhattan, but being a lot different. So that could be. Anywho. You know, 50% of the people are dumber than the average person. You know that one.
Yeah, something like that. Who would say anything disparaging about Long Island? Well, Long Island people. Maybe she was listening to Long Island people. I don't know. What can I say? The traffic out there is going to make you crazy. Well, I'm looking now if there's any buses on Hempstead, by the way. And there does seem to be. And I'll play with that a little bit. And pass the information along. Lou, sound like you just got a little louder or you're talking a little bit softer. Maybe speak a little. Well, say a bit louder.
Yeah, okay. I have the modified hole in the mic, you know. But yeah, I can smell over you. I mean, he's got to be sure of the venue. I mean, it sounds like he's got guys aren't that sure that anything is going on there anymore, but I mean, if it says Nassau Coliseum, it's Nassau Coliseum. It seems to be a no-brainer.
Yeah, Casey, when I say him. Yeah, that's, you know, that's up to him. That's up to him. There was a bus actually from the Hempstead train station that goes right there. So, the schedule is, forget it. Or as you might say, forget about it. Nothing, all in the morning, looks like, so. Whatever, you know, the other thing, too, is if there is a show there, they might run, you know, additional unlisted buses, stuff like that. But, all right, enough of that. Let's close this page, and onward and upward. Steve stuck with those Long Island drivers, and you're parked, so low power. What's low power in that, Lou, just out of curiosity?
Steve recognized. I have no idea. It's a 8800 Yaesu. It's got four power levels. And I am in Fort Jefferson right now. Going into Selden. Steve, pick it up.
10 meters is open in Europe right now. And quit some guy from Germany on there. Is that Sam I hear scrambling for the low band radio?
Oh, no, I was waiting to see if Lou picked it up. Nope, I don't do a lot in the low band. I don't think my antenna's even plugged in right now. All I have is the 10 meter. But on my list today, depends on the rain, is to take my long wire and try to raise it up. It's, you know, branches and everything. Put it down over the last year. I don't really use it, but I'll hoist it up a bit, see what happens. But I don't do a lot on that. No, I'm not looking to jump in. Honestly, I'm just looking on my list. I can check a couple of things. So, okay. Well, I'm trying to remember a lot about Port Jet, but I'm really going downhill. So that was just to the harbor. That's all I remember. Never spent a lot of time in there. Over to you, Lou.
Alright, yeah, I'm near the hospital, one of the hospitals. Although these are, this is like a medical talk. Okay. So, I imagine Pat has entered the premises at this point. Not sure, but probably barring deer and wild turkey and people walking their dogs. And, Steve, how far have you gotten?
Oh, I'm on North Ocean now. He said he was going to try to get there about 8:30. I just wasn't sure what the traffic was going to be like, so I was shooting for 9, but, you know. Of course, I'm slightly jammed up.
Yeah, not too much. Not too much. 9 o'clock, just about 9 o'clock now. I don't think, with the traffic out there and what the hell, you know, no one expects anybody to be on time. So, yeah, just poking around on the map. Anyway, I'm glad I'm up here. I remember the traffic and it seems to be 10 times worse now. Matter of fact, I heard if you had 6 more cars, it's going to be good. Good luck. The whole island. Just 6 more. So watch out, guys. Getting close. Getting like Los Angeles. I think that is good luck. Crazy. Not for me. Imagine electric cars, too. Oh, boy. In a few years, when they all have to be all electric, stuck in a snowstorm. Fun. They're crazy. Electric is nice, but unfortunately, gas is even better. Steve?
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is, excuse me, when they run out of charge in the middle of a snowstorm.
Oh, yeah.
to give you range,
by the way.
But I never hear them give you range, let's say when I was up in Vermont and it would be like zero or 20 below zero, and you got to use that battery for heat. They don't tell you what the range is then. Probably goes from 350 miles to 50.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great idea, but I'm not enthusiastic about its capability in the way of maintaining charge.
WB2EV.
Speaking of charge.
Will I get the charge to you, Ed?
Just turned on the rig, and this is fascinating, but I'm not sure what you're talking about. Can you let me in?
Spaghetti dinners.
Say again?
Spaghetti dinners. You didn't hear it?
You are not talking about the charge level and duration of spaghetti dinners.
Oh, that was the meatballs. That was the meatballs. Now, we were just having a great discussion about how terrible it's going to be when all the cars are electric and you run out of gas in the snowstorm. Or you're out of charge in the snowstorm.
I understand your point. That is why I've always felt that the plug-in hybrid, admittedly expensive, but the best way to go. Steve?
Why necessarily the plug-in?
Say, what about it? You're asking why plug-in?
As opposed to the one where the charge comes from various components on the vehicle.
Well, assuming you have commercial power running off of renewables, which is actually a bit of a question right here, for example, along some places, you know, nuclear power is not renewable, but it is no carbon emissions. In those cases, you can utilize, you know, renewable/nuclear power instead of pumping more carbon into the atmosphere, but you have that available as a backup.
Right. Well, you know, the current versions of hybrids work that way. They're being charged by the carbon, but it reduces the amount. So, I don't know. For some reason, I'd rather have a fuel that I can easily get if I need it and don't have to wait 6 hours.
Hang on a second, Sam.
Should go down to me on the expressway is going to be a real bummer.
Steve, here is the problem. They are working on a liquid fuel that can be handled kind of like today's fuels, but can be efficiently generated from renewable power. Right now, the front runner is hydrogen, but the conversion process of going from water to hydrogen to using it as a fuel, you know, I think for every kilowatt of electricity that goes into turning water into hydrogen, you're not getting back anywhere near what would be needed to make that viable. Sam?
KC1SAM. Yeah, I think the problem is to go all the way. I thought about it up to you. I mean, I like the idea of electric, sure. You know? But you see electricity in Arizona, give them all the smog. But I like the idea of it. But the ideal situation for me, I think, would to have both. I could certainly use an electric vehicle to run around in and do my bit. But then when I go somewhere distant away, like this weekend I was going up to Nearfest, I would not take an electric vehicle on that trip. Then I would use the gas vehicle. So that's the ideal, is to have two and so forth. You know, now maybe some people live in an area and never go anywhere. They can use just an electric one. But anyway, I think it's an individual situation that will make the difference.